This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Big Garden has taken on a Herculean task, which got even bigger when the pandemic hit. They provide free food for hungry people. It doesn't get more simple and yet more poignant than that. Cammie Cavanaugh Rawlings is the development manager for the Big Garden, and she joins me today on Live and Local. Cammie, thank you for joining me today.
You bet. Hello, Mike.
It's great to have you here. Let's talk about where the Big Garden came from and how, especially in this pandemic year, your mission changed so greatly, the amount of growth necessary just to feed and try to fill a need has become almost exponential.
Exactly. You know, we mostly have in our past have dealt with educational programming for kids in Omaha to teach them how to grow their food and how to harvest and to stay healthy and eat healthy food. But with COVID last year, boy howdy, just like everybody else, we had to pivot big time. And we partnered with the Latino Center to take on emergency food production. And that just went gangbusters. I mean, we raised, we pulled 15,000 pounds of food out of the ground, and we gave it all away, and we're going to do it again this year. We've already got 9 interns hired, and they're 9 from last year, which is super exciting that they've returned. And we're getting ready to do the same thing this summer, because honestly, we feel that with lots of people probably losing their benefits, we're going to see even longer lines at the food pantries.
And by bringing back these 9 interns, there's a ramp-up period of time that you don't need to take anymore. They already know how this goes, so I'm assuming that's going to translate into a little more productivity.
Oh, absolutely. That's one thing that we're so excited about, as you're right. With those returning interns, they already know exactly what to do. They can teach the other kids how to do it. And as a matter of fact, we start working with them this week because, as you probably noticed, well, I don't know if it's really spring yet here, but it's spring-like. So we're getting ready to head out with the interns to clean up all of our dead garden beds, and we're going to start sowing brassica, lettuce, and later, your favorite, radishes, turnips, and carrots.
You remembered. That's so kind. I do. I love radishes. It's one of my favorite vegetables. Can you give us an idea of scale as to the gardens that you had and what kind of gardens you're going to have again this year, and then add in the greenhouse thing, too?
Sure. Well, last year we had 40 gardens that we took care of that included our staff and interns. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these gardens are located in schools and we weren't allowed on school properties with kids, but we still went ahead and planted the gardens and harvested and gave that food away. We're going to do the same thing, but we're adding more gardens because every year we take on new community gardens. So we're going through all the applications now, but we're expecting at least, I think, maybe 3 to 5 new big community gardens. And then, of course, in the greenhouse, we're gearing up for our plant sale. So our plant sale takes place, starts April 19th, heads through May 19th. You can get all the information at biggarden.org. But besides the plant sale, we're also growing food for getting a head start on giving that food away. And we've been doing a lot of culturally appropriate food, too, like Asian greens, pak choy. We're going to do more of that this summer as well once we can get everything into the ground.
I say that's another one of my favorites. You say bok choy, I say superfood. You can't help but feel great after eating some bok
right.
choy, right?
I know, right?
Just amazing. Where are some of the outlet areas where you bring the fresh food so that it can be distributed to folks?
Well, we have a lot of on our campus, a lot of space that we grow in. And then the Latino Center, the kids there, Siembra Raíces, that's the name of the new program, which means sow roots. They have at least, I think they're working like 20 gardens, and there's one out in Iowa, there's some in South Omaha, they're all over the place. So, and of course, like I said, we'll be adding more this year as well.
Okay, very good. If people wanted to help either financially, or do you have a need for volunteers? I know we're still in a pandemic, we don't have our herd immunity yet, so we're in an odd situation as the spring moves into the summer, which then goes to harvest. How are you guys planning on handling that?
Well, you're right. With the volunteers, we're still in a weird spot. So normally, in a normal non-COVID year, we have lots of volunteers. But I think it's going to be like last year, where mostly we're a staff of 12, plus our interns. We will be handling it all. It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. You know, it's just absolutely worth it. And Another thing I wanted to tell you, too, besides our gardens, we have, I don't know if you knew this, that we install mini orchards. We've got about 20 in the Omaha area, and we're going to do 3 more this spring and 5 in the fall. So busy, busy, busy. We got to get those trees in so people can take advantage of all that free organic fruit eventually.
Are you bringing in, to these orchards, are you bringing in already mature trees from somewhere?
Nope, we bring in tiny trees. We call them whips. They're pretty small, and it takes about 2 years for them to really even start showing some growth. But the idea is that each place we put an orchard, we have stewards there, so we show them how to go ahead and do the tree pruning and how to organically take care of the trees. And, you know, most of these orchards have about 15 trees. That's 12,000 servings of fruit every single year. So as much as we love our in-ground veggies, we also love...
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.